We're getting close to the election. There were two friends who got into a fight, and one said to the other, "Even if you were Saint Peter, at the pearly gates of heaven, I would not vote for you." And the guy replied, "If I was Peter at the pearly gates of heaven, you wouldn't be in my district." When we speak about gifts and about politics, we have to think of what God means when He gives power, when He gives His divine gifts, and when He expects results from us. Today we have the famous parable of Lazarus and the rich man who has no name. Sometimes in Latin, Dives, D-I-V-E-S, which is rich man in Latin, they call him by that name. But basically, he's anonymous. He's not worthy to have a name because he has given his soul to things and has given up the freedom of his life and is wary of people because he uses people as much as people use him. People also, sometimes when talking about money and riches, don't realize the great blessings and possibilities that Christ associates when he talks about money. He paid his taxes, if you remember. He said, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar, and give to God what is God's." Use everything that is given to you to affect your happiness and your salvation. Never be used by thing. It's a common principle. And in today's parable, you have Lazarus, who, as I said in the Ukrainian sermon, is also gifted. Because whether you are poor economically or rich, everyone has something. You have time, you have talent, you have intelligence, you have some things that you can use for other people. The general principle is, in economy, when God gives you things, you should always ask yourself the question, great, now I have opportunities, how can I use this well? The childish person thinks of themselves. I'm going to buy myself a boat. I'm going to buy myself a car. I'm going to get status. I'm going to be important. I'm going to get all this stuff plus respect. The intelligent person says, what can I do to live well? And the remainder, how can I more effectively make my family, my life, my society better? So money can be a beautiful thing. Wealth can be a wonderful thing because it gives us opportunities to affect people's lives in a beautiful and magnificent way. Continue to accept the gifts that God gives you, use them well so that you can bring happiness to yourself and others. And at the last judgment, standing at the pearly gates, you can say, God, you gave me a lot of stuff. I'm very happy to tell you, I did some more good with it. Slava Isusu Christu.